Today's shiur is Masech Tichun, Daf Ayin Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Beis, on Beis, two lines from the bottom. Ravina Omer. We had learned in the previous shiur a machloikus in the Mishnah between Ramei and Chachamim, when we come back to this machloikus in Mitzvah Shem, where a animal is carrying an uver, a fetus, and the fetus sticks out its hand before the shechita of the mother, that hand is tamei. Everybody agrees that hand is tamei. The only machlokes in the Mishnah was, what level of tumah does it have? Ramei's opinion was that it has tumas evim chai, tumas nevela, and the Rabbanan held that it had tumas treifa. So the Gemara, as soon as we finished learning the Mishnah, asked the question, that there's a rule that tumas beis astarim is not a way of transmitting tumah. And what does that mean? What that means is, in order for tumah to be transmitted, you have to have two distinct objects. And one object is tumah, and the other object is not tumah, and the tumah object touches the non-tumah object. But here, where the limb is still connected to the uber, so it's not two distinct objects, the limb is under the skin of this one uber, that's called tumas beis astarim, and the Gemara asked that tumas beis astarim is not a way that tumah is transmitted. So Ula, in the Gemara, in the previous year, gave an answer based on a whole discussion that we learned, that compared to a tumah zav, where we're cutting off a small piece of material from a big piece of material, that a tumah smedris, and there we learned that it does transmit tumah. Here too, as the aver is being disconnected from the uber, it's transmitting the tumah, and we don't have an issue of tumah space astarim. That was Ula's teretz. Ravina, in our shiur today, offers a different teretz. Ravina, I'm a beggar, lav l'chaticha koi. Uber l'chaticha koi. The case that we discussed yesterday, that is the basis for the concept that tumah space astarim is not a way to transmit tumah, is by a piece of material. A piece of material is one piece of material. So we can't say that one piece is touching the other piece. Here, however, where this aver is meant to be disconnected from the uber, there's a rule, teaches us Ravina, that something that is supposed to be separated, the halacha already looks at it as if it's separated. And as the Achronim suggest, we've had this concept in other places in Shas. The Gemara discussed Kol Oimel Lisroif Kesorof Tami. If something is intended to burn, we had it in Masechta Zvachim. If something is intended to be burnt, is it already considered burnt? Say the Achronim that this concept is not necessarily connected to that concept. Why? Because the Achronim suggest that Kol Oimel Lisroif Kesorof Tami is not a physical fact. It's a mitzvah. That since the mitzvah is to burn it, do we look at it as if it's burnt already? Here it's not just a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that makes that happen. It's a reality. The reality is you're going to separate it. And here everybody will agree, therefore, that kol ha'imalachta k'chotuch dami. Ask the Gemara Kaman. And the Gemara and the Achronim learned this Gemara very, very powerfully. Let's try to understand, say the Achronim, how to understand this word Kaman. We started with Akasha. That how is the tumas beis astarim? That's the question that the Gemara is grappling with. So the Gemara gives a teretz, kol ha'im lachta k'chotuch dami. So ask the Gemara, who is the Tana that subscribes to the concept of kol ha'im lachta k'chotuch dami? It's Rameyer. But Rameyer holds of tumas beis astarim as well. Rameyer is not our problem. Our problem is the Chachamim, who don't subscribe, who hold that you can't transmit tumas through beis astarim, and also don't subscribe to kol ha'im lachta k'chotuch dami. So Gemara's question is, you set a great teretz, but you accomplish nothing. Says the Gemara, come on, who's the Tana that subscribes to this concept of kol ha'im lachta k'chotuch dami? It's only Rameya, the Tanan. Kol yodos ha'kelim she'en ruchis, ve'osu l'kotzen matmal amokim amida. Which means as follows. Let's say you have a keli that becomes tamei. So of course what you have to do is put into the mikvah. Not only must you put the keli into the mikvah, but you have to even put the handle of the keli into the mikvah. So this Mishnah, in Masechta Mikvos, discusses the fouling situation, where the handle is a very long handle, and you anyway intended to take off part of the handle. So Ramey says, you know how much you have to put into the mikvah? Only the amount that you intend to keep. The part that you intend to cut off, even though you haven't yet physically cut it off, we say, kol ay melach te kachatuch dami. V'chamayimrim, ad shem matbilas kulay. You have to put the, right now it's connected, you have to be tovel the whole keli. So therefore, it's only Ramey who subscribes, kol ay melach te kachatuch dami, but Ramey wasn't our problem, the chacham were our problem. Taisus asks a very obvious question. Yes, Taisus says, Ramey subscribes to the concept of kol ay melach te kachatuch dami. And therefore, Ramey is of the opinion that even the part that you don't intend to keep, you don't have to put into the mikvah. But let's think about it, says Taisus. We have one long handle. So let's say half the handle I'm going to keep and half the handle I'm going to cut off. But right now it isn't cut off. And the part where it's connected, the top part and the bottom part, has to be put into the mikvah. How am I going to have a good tefillah when that part isn't exposed? So Taisus says that we're referring to a situation where the handle is made out of rings, out of loops. So there's no problem with chatzitza because the water could get through. And just the upper part that you're not keeping doesn't have to go into the mikveh. The lower part will go into the mikveh. That's Taisus' teretz. The Ran takes a different approach. The Ran says that they're concerned that since it's only a very small part, so it's a miyut, it's only a very small part of the entire keli, and it's enamak, but you don't care about that place if there's a chatzitza. So he says you could be lenient on a miyut she'enamak, but it's not considered a chatzitza. But all the mefarshim take a very interesting approach. The halacha, a very important halacha, is that if somebody goes to the mikveh, he doesn't have to keep his mouth open in the mikveh and get the water all the way into his body. However, that doesn't mean that he's allowed to have a chatzitza when he goes to the mikveh. For example, a woman goes to the mikveh, she has to make sure that her mouth is completely clean. She doesn't have to open her mouth. It has to be base a storm. The water has to be able to get there. If it does or doesn't get there, is not relevant. Say the Mefarshim, that's only said by people. The Dinah Beis Astarim is not said by Kalim. This part with the upper part and the lower part are connected is a Beis Astarim. It's not a revealed part. There's no din that the Beis Astarim has to be immersible by Kalim. A very interesting tshuva from the Chabina Rav on this concept. That we just said that by people, everybody agrees that the water has to be able to get into the base of Starim. So there's a very famous tshuva that the Chabina Rav was asked, what happens if a person is supposed to have their tooth extracted? And they go to the mikveh. So that place is ultimately not going to have a tooth. So why isn't that considered a chatzitza? It should be Tumas base of Starim. And we just said that by people, it has to be able to reach all areas. So the Chabina Rav says a very interesting tshuva. He says, where does the Torah tell us that by people, as we just explained, it has to be able to reach all of the parts of their body? It's only, says the Chabina Rav, in a place where water normally gets. That means the place of your tooth is not a place where under your tooth water normally goes, because Baruch Hashem, we have teeth. So therefore, even though this individual is going to have her tooth extracted, but that is an area that the Torah didn't require tefillah to, and even though that tooth is only there now temporarily, it's not considered chatzitza. So we're back to our question. How is the Tumah in our Mishnah transmitted? It's Tumas Beis Astarim, answers the Gemara, Afilu Tam Rabbanan. Chibura Oichlin, something that's only by food, something that's connected by food, command the Mifrasi Dadin. Even the Rabbanan who don't say Kol Oim Lach to Kachatuf Dami, by food they agree that we do say it. Therefore, it looks, the Halacha considers this as the Aver and the Uber are separate from each other, V'nagiva Dadin are touching each other. However, say the Rishonim, that even though our Gemara is teaching us that we say Kol Oim Lach to Kachatuf Dami by food, it's only food that you intend to separate. But let's say you have a piece of food that you have no intent to separate, there, you can't just say, Kol Oim Lach to Kachatuch Dami. So there's a Gevaldig Chesem Sofer here. We all know that Shabbos, we have to have Lech Mishnah. And we all know that Lech Mishnah have to be whole chalas. So ask the Chesem Sofer, Kol Oim Lach to Kachatuch Dami. Your intention is to cut the bread. And now we said that by food, everybody agrees that your intention is enough. So ask the Chassam Sofer, how's that challah considered a shalom? You're intending to cut it. So it should be considered a whole challah. So Chassam Sofer says two explanations. Many Paiskim speak about it. The Shah Ephraim speaks about this. The Chacham Tzvi discusses this. The Chassam Sofer has two interesting approaches. One approach is a fairly simple approach. He says, Chazal, that said the din of Sholem on Lecha Mishnah, also knew this Gemara of Kolayim Lech Tekachatach Dami. And they still told you to use a Sholem. So obviously, they didn't consider that an issue. They said, as much of a Sholem as you can use, you can use. But then the Chassam Sofer takes a different approach altogether. He says, where do we say Kolayim Lech Tekachatach Dami? Only where you started cutting. But in a case where you had, where you didn't start cutting at all, and you just intend to cut, there we won't say kol ayim alach tekachat achdami. And it's very relevant la'aloch l'maisa. Why is it very relevant la'aloch l'maisa? In Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, there's a siman called Hilchas Betzias Hapas. Hilchas Betzias Hapas teaches us how you're supposed to cut open a whole loaf of bread. Because it's a challenge. On one hand, you have to make the bracha of hamotzi in a whole loaf. On the other hand, you're not supposed to be mafsik. You're not supposed to have time in between the bracha and the eating. And here, if you have a whole loaf and you have to cut it, it's going to take you a while till you. It's going to take you a while until you get to eat. So the halacha is that you should start cutting. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah says there's a difference between Shabbos and during the week. During the week, the Mishnah Berurah says the halacha is you should really start cutting. You shouldn't cut it entirely, but really start cutting it. On Shabbos, you should just make a mark on the bread where you're going to cut it, but you don't start slicing into it. Why? It's based on the Chassam Sofer. Because the Chassam Sofer says, once you really start cutting, we're going to say, kol ayim alach tekachat achdami, and then you don't have a shalom anymore. So in Shabbos, you have to be careful just to make a mark. During the week, you could cut into the loaf. Which leads to another interesting question. What happens if somebody has a challah that has on it parts that got burnt, really burnt? And you certainly don't intend to eat that part that's burnt. So now the question is, could that challah be used for Lecha Mishnah? Because you're going to scrape that off. And we're saying now that kol ayim alach doich kechotach dami. And that's already a difficult question, because now it could be a question of Shalom Bayis. Because let's say your wife baked that challah, and you're going to say, I can't use your challah for Lecha Mishnah, because it has this burnt part. So certainly if we don't pass in kol ayim alach kechotach dami, we have reason to be makel. But other Paiskim say that since there are people that don't mind eating burnt bread, and that the burnt bread has some use, can be used for certain foods, we don't say kolay malach tekachatach dami. But now the question is, interesting question, what's going to be the halacha back to our woman who's going to the mikveh? Intends to go to the mikveh, is going to the mikveh tonight, and she intends to take a haircut tomorrow. So now we have the concept of kol ayim alach tekachatach dami. And why is that here that she intends to cut tomorrow, not considered a chatzitza? So number one, if we follow what the Chassam Sofer said, that you only say kol ayim alach tekachatach dami when you actually began. So here you didn't begin cutting the hair, so it's not considered a chatzitza. That's one approach. The other approach, the Chassam Sofer says, you can't make time frames. That means if she intends to go to the mikveh, if she intends to take a haircut tomorrow, it's a problem. If she tends to take a haircut in a month, it's not a problem. As long as the haircut isn't here yet, we don't have to be concerned. Where is the year an issue? Let's say, and there are more paskins this way, let's say a woman did not cut her nails before she went to the mikveh. There are more paskins, that woman has to go to the mikveh again. So the paskins say, why? So the Pais can explain, because since everybody, before they go to the mikveh, everybody's minig is that they cut their nails. So certainly the nails are considered a chatzitza. And since the nails are considered a chatzitza because everybody intends to cut them, we say, kol ayim alach tekachatach dami, and it's a chatzitza, and that's why the Rama says go to the mikveh again. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says the reason why the Rama is so strict about uncut nails, and if before tefillah and doing the tefillah again, is not because of chatzitza, it's not because of the nails being prepared to be cut. He explains that the reason is because there's concern for dirt under the nails. And that's why Rama said, go to the mikveh again. Where would this be relevant? Let's say when a woman went to the mikveh Friday night. And then after going to the mikveh Friday night, she realized that she didn't cut her nails. And the Rama says you should go again, but after you cut your nails, but you can't cut your nails Friday night. So there's a discussion that's not relevant to our Shia today, if there's a way to have the nails cut through a goy on Shabbos. It's a very complicated question. But say to Paiskim, if the woman could be certain that the area under her nail, and I'm not passing this question should be asked to a Rav, but if you could be certain that the area under the nails were all clean, could be that the tefillah b'dieved would be acceptable. Ask the Gemara, going back to our Mishnah. Bishlam ula hani diktani chotcha. Ula said that, the Mishnah said, in the case where the tumah is transmitted, that when is the tumah transmitted? When the limb is disconnected from the fetus. Because that's how, as we learned in the previous year, that's when the tumah comes, when you're separated. El Ravina, according to the way Ravina is explaining in our year, you don't have to physically cut it. My chotcha, you don't have to cut it, you just have to be prepared to cut it. Answered the Gemara, correct. I did Tani Reisha. In the Reisha, the Mishnah spoke about Chotcha, that you disconnected the limb before you shechted the mother. That's why Tani Nami Sefer Chotcha, but it didn't have to say Chotcha in the Sefer. The same din would apply. The Chamim, however, said that the Uber who sticks out his Aver, who sticks out that limb, what Tumah does that limb have? That's Tumah's Trefa. The Chamim Maga Trefa Shkuta. Ask the Gemara, Trefa Shkuta Mimetamya. As we learned in the previous year, a very big part of yesterday's Mishnah was to teach us that you shecht an animal that's a treifa, it's not metama. So what did Rabbanan saying that the Aver has tumas treifa? There's no tumah by treifa. Answers the Mar in Kadavu de Shmuel. I saw a fascinating Rav Hai Goin. Why throughout Shas is Shmuel's father called Avu de Shmuel? He didn't have his own name. So Rav Hai Goin already says that there was a rumor on the paternity of Shmuel. So to be able to conclusively say that this was indeed Shmuel's father, throughout Shas, he's called Avud Shmuel. Da'ama Avud Shmuel, Trefi Sheshacht Metam B'Kadoshim. Even though, as we learned, and we're going to discuss this again in a moment, if you shecht an animal that's a trefa, of course you may not eat that animal, but the Shechita accomplishes that it's not Tamei. That's only as far as chulin is concerned. But a trefa is metame by kachim. And that's what the Mishnah means. So we learned further in the Mishnah. Ma mitzinu betrefa shishkitasu mitarosa, af shkitas behem mitataras uber. The Chachamim made the following argument. Just like Ramei made the following argument. If you're comparing this to Tumas trefa, just like by shkita the trefa becomes tar, as I just said, so too this uber hand should become tar through a shechita. Actually, Demri Moshe, it's important to make this point. If you recall, when we started the perek, we asked a very fundamental question. The main subject of this perek is the halacha of ben pekuah, that if you shech the mother, you don't have to independently shech the fetus. And we asked the question that the achronim discuss. What does that mean? Does it mean that the ben pekuah is exempt from hilchos shechita, or does it mean that the shechita of the mother is not only effective for the mother but for the child as well? Says the Imre Moshe, from the argument that we find Rameya making in the Mishnah, that is comparing the shechita of a trefa and the shechita of a uber. So what is the halacha of the shechita of the trefa? It's having its own shechita. From here we see that the shechita of the mother of the uber is not just an exemption to the uber, but it's considered as if the uber is slaughtered. And perhaps, that maybe is the debate between Ramea and Chachamim in the Mishnah. Ramea holds that it's a question of shechita, of the mother, that's effective, that's if the uber is slaughtered as well. The Chachamim don't learn with that lumdus. They learn that the lumdus of uber is that it's exempt from shechita, and therefore they don't agree to Ramea's question. Tanya. The Gemara quotes a brisa that elaborates on this dialogue between Ramea and the Chachamim. Amalahem Ramea. Ramea said to the Chachamim, V'chimitaru la'evazem dey nevela. Why are you saying that this aver that was emerged from the uber doesn't have tumas nevela because shechita simai, because the mother of the fetus was slaughtered. Says Rameitra Chachamim, if that's what you're saying, if the shechita is so effective, in kein tatirena bachila, it should be effective that you should be even allowed to eat the aver. And we know from the first mission of this parak that that's certainly not the din. Amaloi, because the rabbanim respond to Rameya, haba metzelos el she'en gufa yois megufa. It has the ability, and we'll explain this more in a moment, the Gemara explains it more, that it has that ability, shrei sheninu, chaytach mena ubis shemea, muta bachila, b'tchol mena klois os bachila. And I purposely didn't explain it, because I'm going to explain it now. The Gemara is going to explain it now. My Kamar, what is this dialogue, asked the Gemara, between Ramei and Chachamim? Amar Rava, v'amar li kadi, chsura mechser v'okhtani. This is the way to understand this dialogue. Amla Rameya. Rameya says to the Chachamim, what is the opinion of the Chachamim as we have been saying? That the Uber who stuck at that Aver has Tumas Trefa, as we learned a few moments ago, not Trumas Nevela. Ask Rameya to the Chachamim, V'chimitar Levis Amidei Nevela. Why doesn't it have Tumas Nevela? It must be Shchitas Emai. The fact that the mother was slaughtered, and that takes away the Tumas Nevela. Asks Ramei to Chachamim, if that is indeed correct, so then the Shechitas Ima should be so effective in Kein Tatirena Bachila. And as I said, we learned on the first mission of the Perek, everyone agrees that that Aver may not be eaten. Amriloi, to which the Rabbanan respond, Treif Techiach, we could bring a Raya from a Treifa. What's the Raya that we could bring from a Treifa? That we find by every Treifa, as we have been learning, that even though the shechita is somewhat effective, that it doesn't have tumas nevela, but it doesn't make the jilad eat the treifa chas v'shalom. All it accomplishes is that it's not tamei. Here too, the shechita of the mother accomplishes that the aver that emerged should not be tamei nevela, but may not be eaten. Amlehem, to which Rameya says to the chachamim, loy, im tiaro shechitas treifa oisoi. You know why the shechita of a treifa is somewhat effective, that it shouldn't be tamei anymore? Im tiaro shechitas treifa oisai, because davish yigufa. We're slaughtering the actual animal that's treifa. And that's what the Torah HaKadosh teaches us, that the shechita is effective, that it shouldn't be tamei, nevela. To taras aver, should the shechita of the mother be so effective that it should be able to be matar the aver, davish yigufa, because we're shechting not the uber, was shechting the mother. Amaloi, to which the Rabbanan respond to Rameya, yes. If the Shechita, powerful statement, if the Shechita is effective for the Treifa itself, it certainly is effective for the Aver of the Uber, which is not being actually slaughtered. Why? Because we bring a Raya from our first mission of our Perek. Amaloi, the Rabbanan say to Rameya, Habi Matzelos al She'en Gufa, Yosh Megufa. Shechita is more effective for something which isn't part of the animal versus something which is actually part of the animal. For, say the Rabbanan Tremeya, Reishaninu. We learned in the first mission of our Perek. Chaytich, mine ubish remeyaho. If an animal is carrying a fetus and you stick your hand into the womb of the animal and you cut that fetus up, that loch is after you shech the mother, mutabachili kiri, all parts of that fetus. However, even though it's not really part of the mother, it's the uber. Whereas, we learned in the Mishnah, mitzcholim neklois, if somebody again put his hand into the body of the animal and detached the kidneys or the spleen, and now you shech the animal, you will not be allowed to eat the kidneys and spleen. Now let's think about it. The kidneys and the spleen are actually part of the animal. The uber is not part of the animal. Yet we see the shechita is more effective for something that's not part of the animal than it is for something that's part of the animal. Say the Rabbanan, the same thing here. If the shechita of a treifa is effective, that it doesn't become tamei after you shecht it, the animal itself, certainly the aver, which is not part of it, the shechita is effective, that should no longer be tamei, nevela, only have a din of a treifa. And the Gemara says, Tanya nami hochi. There's actually a brisa that says this as well. And it's very similar to what we just learned. Amla Rameya. Ramea said, V'chimitara le'eveze v'dei nevela. Why is this Eva that emerged no longer have Tumas Nevela? Amrloi, to which the Rabbanan said, Shechita Sima, because we rely on the Shechita of the mother. Says Ramei to the Chachomim, Imkein Tatirena Bachila. If the Shechita of the mother you're relying on, you should rely on it that you should be able to eat it also. Amrloi, to which the Rabbanan answered, Trefus Techiach. We'll bring a right from every Trefa. Shechita Mitaras Midei Nevela, that the Shechita accomplishes that it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. However, Venim Tiri Bachila. So too, in our case, the Aver that emerged won't be Tumas Nevela, but it will have Tumas, but it will not be allowed to be eaten. Amma, to which Rabbanan, Rumei says to Rabbanan, Im Tira Shechitas Trefa Oysa, this Aver Hamadulduba. And this is the beginning of the next sugya. That let's say you have a limb that's just attached to the animal with a sliver of flesh. The halacha is, as we're going to learn, you're not allowed to eat that Aver. But the question that we're going to spend a lot of time on is, does that Aver have Tuma, and what Tuma does it have? So Dover Shagu, that the halacha is, that the Aver HaMadodol, at least at this point, the Gemara is suggesting, doesn't have Tumas Nevela. Dover Shagufoy, but because that's all part of the animal that was slaughtered, to Taras Uber, should be able to make that the Aver, which is not part of the Gufa, also be Tahar, Tumas, from Tumas Nevela. To which the Rabbanim respond, as we just explained a few moments ago, Amalai Haber Batzalos Osha Ena Gufa Yoyts Megufa. Actually, Shechita is more effective for parts that are not actually part of the animal slaughtered versus parts of the animal that was actually slaughtered. For we found in the first mission of our Masechta, of our Perek, I'm sorry, Shirinu Chaytech Men Uber Shebemeo. If you cut off part of the Uber, you put and you leave it inside, and then you shech the mother, you will be allowed to eat the entire uber. But if you disconnect the tchol and the kloyus, the spleen or the kidney, before the shechita, and then you do the shechita, you'll be allowed to eat the animal, but not the spleen and kidneys, also bechila. So we see davish en gufa, actually shechita is more effective for than for davish en gufa. Says the Gemara, Amrish Shimon Lakish, k'machloikis be'obrin, kach machloikis be'evrin. As I said at the beginning of today's shir, as we learned in the Mishnah, the Aver that emerged from the animal, we had a machlokes chachomim and Rameyer, what type of tumah it has. Rameyer says it has tumas nevela. The Chum say it has tumas trefa. Says Rish Lakish, the identical machlokes will be regarding an Aver, a limb that's the Aver hamadudl that I just discussed, that's only somewhat connected. The question is, what tumah will it have? So Rish Lakish says it will be identical machlokes. According to Ramei, he'll have Tumas Nevela. According to Chama, he'll have Tumas Trefa. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan disagrees. Machloikis, be'eved the Uber. Yes, by the Eved the Uber, it's the subject of the Machloikis of our Mishnah. Avil, be'eved the Behema. And Avraham Dodl from Behema. Divrei Hakol, everybody agrees, says the Mashchita Ois Nifl. When it's slaughtered, and now we need to work with these three words. Shechita oisa nifl. What does that mean? That the shechita creates a situation as if this is disconnected from the body of the animal. And since it's considered as if it's disconnected from the body of the animal, the shechita isn't effective for it. And what will be the halacha on that aver? Everybody will agree that that aver is the aver menachai. Tumas nevela. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, my time Rabbi Yochanan, I'll leave the Rabbanan. Why are Rabbanan more lenient on the Aver of the Uber and stricter on the Aver HaMedodl? Answers the Gemara, Ha is leita kanta b'chazara, v'ha lesta b'chatanta b'chazara. The Aver HaMedodl may never be eaten. No machloikis. Everybody agrees the Aver HaMedodl may not be eaten. We'll discuss later in the shir, hopefully, at the end of the shir, if it's the Rabbanan, it's the Reis, we'll discuss it. But everybody agrees you can't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan, going back to a sugi that we learned earlier, is the man, the Omer, that holds that if the Aver emerged prior to the Shechita, and then the Aver came back inside, the halacha is you're allowed to eat that Aver. So you see that the halacha of the Aver of the Uber is more lenient than the halacha of the Aver HaMedodl. And therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, according to this version, the Aver HaMedodl will only have, according to Rabbanan, tumas trefa, which is a very low level tumah. It's only tumah for kachin. Deiv ramadudl, which can never be eaten, will have a higher level tumah, tumas nevela. There's only one problem with this pshat. This is the way most Rishonim learn the Gemara, but there's a very big problem with this pshat. Because the Gemara here is assuming that the Eivah that emerged, if it went back in before the Shechita, you may eat it. If you recall the first blot of this parak, we had a machloikis between Rav and Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav said you can never eat it. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan said you can. But then the Gemara brought a raya that no, you can't possibly hold that you're allowed to eat that Eivah. So what's the Gemara saying here? Hi, Islay Tantik Bechazar, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, under certain, you could eat that Eivah if it went back in. That position was refuted. That opinion was refuted. Very difficult question. The Pasha the Pshat, which is a difficult Pshat, is that we're going before was refuted. But that doesn't really work, because if it was ultimately refuted, so how does the Gemara work with it? So I saw the Rishonim try to say a Teretz. The Rabbi Yochanan ultimately does agree that the Eivah that emerged can never be eaten. The Eivah of the Uber can never be eaten, like Rav said. But Rabbi Yochanan will hold if that Eivah goes back in, it won't be Tomei. Tumas Nevela. That much it does accomplish. And that's what it means. Hi, Islay Tekanta. The Eivah of the Uber could lose the Tumas Nevela. The Eivah Medudl can never lose the Tumas Nevela. Meisvei asked the Gemara on this opinion. Amlem Rameya, says Rameya Tirchachamim, we just quoted it, Im Tiaro Shchitas Trefa Oysa Vesa Deva Medaldaba. We quoted a brisa that the Shchita does accomplish, that it shouldn't be Trefa, and so too is the Alokh B'Eva Medaldaba, Dovish of Gufa, because it's all part of the animal that's being slaughtered. Tataras Uba, Dovish and Gufa. So now the Gemara makes its point. Bishlam Rish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish's understanding, the Devarim Kamalahu, Ramey is addressing the Chachamim. Lididi, my opinion is, Loishna the Uber, Loishna Eva the Behema. I hold that both the Eva of the Uber and the Eva Hamadudl have Tumas Nevela, Kiyadadi Ninu. They're all the same. Why? And the Tzlach explains the Gemara this way. Because according to Reish Lakish, according to Rameyer, the Isser of Eivah HaMedudl is an Isser Daraisa. And since it's an Isser Daraisa to eat the Eivah HaMedudl, that's why he holds that the Eivah HaMedudl has Tumas Nevela, as does the Eivah of the Uber. Ella le Reb Yochanan, that, what do you call it? And that's why he's asking, I understand your position about the Eivah the Uber, I don't understand your position about Eivah HaMedudl. And just to finish the Gemara, how will the Rabbanan respond, as the Brisa suggests, that it has the ability to matar the Eva Medudl, because the Rabbanan are going to hold, again with the Tzlach's Mahalach, the Tzlach's approach, that Eva Medudl is only an Issa the Rabbanan, and therefore just like they hold by the Eva HaUber, it only has Tumas Trefa, so too the Eva HaMedudl only has Tumas Trefa. So essentially what the Tzlach is saying in explaining these three lines of the Gemara, that the dialogue between Rameyer and the Rabbanan is what is the Isser of the Eva Medudl. Rameyer holds it's an Isser Daraisa, and therefore he says just the Eva Uber has Tumas Nevela, and the Eva Medudl does too. And the Rabbanan say the Eva Medudl is only an Isser Darabanan, and therefore we could be lenient, as they are by the Eva Uber as well. El Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation, that everybody explains. Everybody agrees, as we just said on the bottom of an Aleph. Even the Rabbanan agreed that the Eva HaMedudl is Osir. So what is Rameyah saying to the Rabbanan? They agree with him. El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. And because of this, Eli Itmar, how do we have to rephrase what Rabbi Yochanan said? Om Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish's opinion is like it was on Amun Aleph. Kamachloikus Borvan Kach Machloikus Bevin. Rameyah holds Eva HaMedudl. Uber is Eivah Uber is Tumas Nevela, and Rabbanan hold both are only Tumas Trefa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Machloik is Be'Eivah Uber. By the Eivah Uber we have the Machloikus of our Mishnah. Rameya holds it's Nevela, Rabbanan holds it's Trefa. Avil Be'Eivah the Behema, the Eivah HaMedudl, the Vahakal Enshkita Eisenipa. Everybody will agree that since the animal that has this tangling limb was properly slaughtered, since this animal was properly slaughtered, the shechita accomplishes that much that it wasn't disconnected, and therefore it doesn't have tumas nevela, it only has tumas treifa. Even Ramey will agree. Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yosef Rechonino, my time Rabbi Yochanan and leaves Rameya. Why is Rameya machmer by the Eva the Uber that should have Tumas Nevela? And by the Abraham Adudl, it should only have Tumas Trefa? It's very much in line with Rameya's line of reasoning. Hi Gufa, Rameya said this already in the Mishnah. And we had a Bryce as well that he said it. The Uber, the Eva the Uber is not part of the mother that was actually slaughtered. The Eva Medudl is part of the mother that was actually slaughtered. That's why we could be more lenient by the Eva the Uber than by the Eva the Medudl than by the Eva the Uber. And there's a Gevaldik Gevors from the Rishonim here. What's the Gemara asking? My time with the Rabbi Yochanan lived the Rameya. This distinction the Rameya makes between Dovah Sheva Gufa, the Eva Medudl, versus the Eva the Uber, which is not Dovah Sheva Gufa, he said so many times. He said in the Mishnah, he said in the Braisa. In the Mishnah, he didn't say Eva Medudl, but in the Braisa, he said it clearly. So what's the Gemara's kasha? It's obvious what Rameya's, what's Peshat in Rameya. Say to Rishonim, from here we see that, and we had this proof other times, that not all the Amoraim are expected to know all Mishnayos. They're not expected to know all Braises. So yes, Rameya made this distinction very clearly in the Braisa. The Braisa is a Raman Aleph. But that doesn't mean that he knew the Braisa. And that's why he was allowed to ask the question. And the Gemara indeed quotes, as the Braisa said, that Rameya makes a nafkamina, makes a distinction between Dovah Sheva Gufa, Eiver HaMedudl, which is only Treifa, versus Dovah Sheva Ein Begufa, Eiver the Uber, which is a Nevela. Continues the Gemara. Omer Yitzchak by Yosef, Omer Yochanan. Hakamoidim, Shemisa Oisnipo. Everybody agrees that when an animal is killed, not slaughtered, that Eiver that was dangling is to be treated like Eiver Menachai. So, if you think about this, you would say that Eva Menachai is a very high-level tumah. Eva Menachai, as we're going to see in our Gemara, doesn't require Heksha tumah. It's tumah without being wet. Eva Menachai is an Ava tumah. But it's not that simple. Eva Menachai also has a kula. Because Eva Menachai is only tumah if you have meat and gidim and chalev. It's a complete piece. You have to have a kezayis basar. Otherwise, it doesn't have tumas eva menachai. So in this statement, there's a kula and a chumra. The chumra is obvious that the eva medudl, if the animal was killed, not slaughtered, has the tumas eva menachai. But as I just explained, eva menachai has its own conditions. Another halacha is vein shechita isnip, which means that if you slaughtered them. Again, our same case, we have an animal with a dangling eva, and you shech that animal, that aver is not considered as if it's disconnected, and it's going to be considered basa menachai. Basa menachai is not tummy. You're not allowed to eat basa menachai. If you take off a piece of meat from a live animal, you're not allowed to eat it. But it's not metame. It's not metame. Says the Gemara. The Mayaskinim. What exactly, asked the Gemara, is Rabbi Yitzchak talking about? Ilayim be'aver the uber. Says the Gemara, that can't be what he's saying, that hakumoidim. Because our Mishnah already said, Niflik Palag, that there's an argument if the Eva the Uber is Nevela or Trefa, even though you had Shechita. And he's saying that everybody agrees that it's not a Nevela. Elo, the Eva the Behema. The case that I already said that we're talking about. You have an animal that has an Eva Medudl, that Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan is paskening, that the Misa makes that Eva be considered Eva Menachai, and the Shechita not. Ask the Gemara, these are all halachas that we're going to learn in this parak still, in Mitzvah Hashem. Misa Tanina and Shechita Tanina. All of these halachas we're going to learn. And the Gemara says, Misa Tanina, where are we going to learn the halacha Misa? Because the Mishnah says, Mesa Behema, Habasar Tzricha Hechsher. If an animal dies, so it's going to have Tumas Eichlin. If you have Tumas Eichlin, you have to, we know, You can't have Tumas Eichlin until the Eichel is Mukhshal Kabal Tumah by getting wet. The Eiver Metama, the Eiver, as I just said a moment ago, doesn't have to have Hefshar. Why? Because that's Tumas Eiver Menachai. The Eina Metama, Mishum Nevela. It doesn't have Tumas Nevela, That's Tumas Eva Menachai, Diver Emeya, because Mis Ois Anipal, as if it was disconnected before, and it's a limb that was disconnected. Shchita, that what Shchita does to the Eva HaMadodl, as the Gemara is also Nami Tanina. Because the Mishnah said, Nishchit, the Mishnah we're going to learn, Daf Ayin Vav Mitzvashem says, Nishchita Behema, if the animal that had the Eva Medodl was slaughtered, Hochshir B'damea, Diver Emeya. Rav Shimon Amalai Hochshir. Let's think about this. Rav Meir is concerned how it gets Hechshir. If I said twice in today's Shia already that Eva Menachai doesn't need Hechshir, so why is there a debate in that Mishnah how this Eva got Mokshir? If it's Eva Menachai, it doesn't need Hechshir. It must be, because it's not Eva Menachai. It's Bas Menachai. And Bas Menachai need Hechshir. So this halacha is very clear in that Mishnah. So why? What is Rabbi Yitzchak telling us that we didn't see in Mishnayis in our Perek? Answers the Gemara. Imaihi, if we only had that Mishnah, have a mina mai hukshur, a basar. It's only talking about meat that was separated. But if an aver was, that meat that was separated from the animal requires hechshir to have tumas oichlan. But the aver doesn't require hechshir. The aver is neveva menachai that doesn't require hechshir. That's what Rav Yitzchak comes to teach us, that not only basa that's separated, but even the Avraham Dobel after Shechita has only Thomas Oichlin, Thomas Trefa, not Thomas Nevela. Ask the Gemara, how could you think that? For Hochshur Ktani, Hochshur means both the basa and the Aver. Answer the Gemara, Ma the Tema, I would say it's only speaking about basa. Chad the basa parishman Mehema, Chad the basa parishman Aver. As I said earlier, an aver is only considered aver menachai when you have all of the components of the aver. But if you have basar, that's not aver menachai. But the aver maybe indeed has tumas nevela. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak comes to tell us, that if you shech the animal, not kill the animal, even the aver amadodl doesn't have tumas nevela, it only has tumas oichlan. Ask the Gemara, my omadahai mihai. Why would I think that the aver is different than the basar? That the basar has only tumas oichlin, but the aver of an animal that's geshachtin has tumas nevela, answered tumas aver menachai. Tumas aver menachai and tumas nevela are the same. Answers the Gemara. Saka da tachmina, hoyo metama tumas chamura agav oviv. There is a halacha that something that ultimately will have a high level of tumah should have. Something that has a high level of tumah doesn't need hechsher. And here, where it started off as Eva Menachai, lo lebay hechsher, that's why we have to teach us that the basar here still requires hechsher. But we don't, kamash mulan, but we don't know anything about the aver. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan comes to teach us, the no. That Mishnah is teaching us that not only does the shechita apply to the basar, but the shechita applies to the aver as well, and that the aver has only tumas Oichlin, which requires Hechsher, and not Tumas Nevel, and not Tumas Eivim Rechai. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, Nekoit Rav Yitzchak by Yosef by Yotcha. Remember what he taught us. And as the Rishonim explained, not like Rabbi Yochanan said, that the Aver of Medodl, like the Gemara said on Amr Aleph in the first version, that everybody agrees that Eivim Medodl is Eivim Rechai, even if you slaughter the animal, rather this is correct. That if you slaughter the animal, the Eva Medodl only has Tumas Oichlin, not Tumas Eva Menachai. What's the Raya? Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Babachana Koikavasei. We have a Brisa where Rabbi Babachana teaches us this. The Tanya, Ubas Besad of Treifa Leifachelu, Lahavia Eva Vabosa Medodlum Vahema Bachai Boif, Vishachtan, Shemesurim. Everybody agrees, as I said it earlier in this year, that the Eva Medodl is Osir. However, points out the Gemara, even though everybody agrees they're usr, the way Rashi explains, it's only usr midrabbonim. And since it's only usr midrabbonim, we could understand why it has Tumas Oichlin and not Tumas Eivir Menachai. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that it is usr Eivir Menachai, but he has a very interesting approach. We know that chatzis shir is osur min ha-toira. Chatzis shir is osur, but there's no oynish. He says here too, it'll be eiver min ha-chai, but you don't have the oynish of eiver min ha-chai. Very interesting machlokes rishayim, not according to the Rambam, according to Rashi. Rashi says that really, again, let's just get the case straight, that you have an animal that had an eiver medodl, that you slaughtered the animal, you did a proper shechita. So Rashi, the Gemara, according to Rashi, is saying there's an issur d'rabbanan. An issur d'rabbanan of eiver min ha-chai, with the raisa, it's not eiver min ha-chai. We know that goyim are not allowed to eat eiver min ha-chai. So the machlokes rishayim, will a goy be allowed to eat the eiver medodl? What Eva Merchai is Osir? Only Eva Merchai the Raisa. According to Rashi, this is Eva Merchai the Rabbanan. Or do the Rabbanans apply to Goyim as well? And if the Rabbanan considered Eva Merchai the Rabbanan, even a Goy will not be allowed to eat it.